For Idaho Matters Now, from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Caudette. In anticipation of the holiday season, the Boise Bicycle Project is gearing up for one of their biggest events of the year, the Holiday Kids Bike Giveaway. For 18 years now, the nonprofit has been making wishes come true, creating dream bicycles for kids all over the Treasure Valley. And in order to do this, they need your help, which is why they're hosting a bike drive this weekend. So joining us now to talk more about the event is Boise Bicycle Project Program Director, Benton Smith. Benton, welcome to the program.
Hey, yeah, thanks for having me, Gemma.
So Benton, for folks who aren't familiar with the Boise Bicycle Project, can you tell us a bit more about what you guys do?
Absolutely. We are a nonprofit organization, and it's probably easiest to think about us as a bike shop, but different in three key ways. We're a recycling center, so everything we sell or work with at the shop is donated from our community. And we then, you know, cycle out what has some life left in it, and the ones that are a little too thrashed, we'll recycle components off of it. So that if you came for repairs, not only is there kind of more affordable bikes for sale, but affordable parts to go on your bikes. So if you already have one and you're just looking to maintain it. And then we're different because we are also more of an education center. So we wouldn't repair the bike for you. Instead, we want to enable or empower others to be able to maintain their bike. So we put the tool in your hand, act more as a collective, and teach you how to make the repair on your bike. And then finally, since we have donated bikes coming through all the time and these materials built up to teach people how to work on bikes, we have a really robust volunteer program, and that helps us do really fun things out in the community, like this Holiday Kids Bike Giveaway event coming up.
So speaking of the Holiday Kids Bike Giveaway, you've been doing this at BPP for quite a while now, but remind us how exactly it works.
Yeah, this is our 18th year, like you mentioned, and the event's grown from 30 kids in that first year in 2007 to nearly 600 last year. And the way it works, and the only reason it works, is because of the support that feeds into this event. It's a big coalition. So last week, we opened up applications for this giveaway with a few dozen different community partners. These are direct service providers, some school counselors, other nonprofit organizations who look at the families in their service network and choose out the kids who don't have an access to a bike for whatever reason. And they ask those kids, hey, if you could have any bike in the world, like your dream bike, draw that picture for us, write a little story about what that bike is, and we'll give it to the Boise Bicycle Project. And they're going to spend the month of November building that bike for you. And so I mentioned this only works with community support. We'll accept as many applications as we can, kind of based on the community donating these kids' bikes. And then volunteers come in and fix those bikes up and decorate them to look like those drawings that are already coming into the shop.
Okay, so I was just going to ask you, are you already getting some of those applications and drawings from the kids?
Yeah, we got our first ones earlier this week, and they're pretty cute.
I have to say this, I think it's one of my favorite parts, Benton, is when we've been able to see these drawings. With that said, how long does it take for volunteers to fix up these bikes? Because, you know, you mentioned these kids draw kind of their dream bicycle, and you guys try so hard to make that drawing a reality.
Yeah, no, we do. It takes a couple months. So all this month, all next month, volunteer mechanics are coming in, and they're just building a surplus. It's 600 to 700 bikes. And our applications will close halfway through next month. And another team of volunteers come in and hold the photo up next to all of our yellow bikes. If Timmy said, my bike has to be yellow and have red flames, they'll look at all of our yellow bikes at one time, say, this is the most yellow, and then start making those customizations. So we really are working on these bikes until the day before these events.
How many volunteers will you have helping with this project this year?
Between the lead up, the setup, and at the big block party that comprises the event itself, we'll have more than 300 volunteers join in on this.
So what kind of bicycles are you in need of right now, Benton?
This bike drive on Saturday is the kickoff for this whole campaign. And the event's going to serve kids ages 11 and down. So anything that a kid under 5 feet would ride, 24-inch bikes, BMXs, down to that toddler size is what we're looking for. And any family that says, hey, we have a gently used kids bike in our garage or outside of our apartment, and our family outgrew it, bringing that by our shop this week helps us make sure that we can serve all the applications that are going to come into our shop.
And I know you're still getting applications, and the application process goes on till midway through next month. But how many bicycles are you anticipating that you'll be giving away this year?
Well, it kind of does depend on that community support being there. So we will receive as many applications as we can. Last year, we were able to extend our application period by a week because we had a really successful bike drive. And so last year, we served more than 550 kids, and it'd be wonderful if we can have that same impact this year. But we are kind of careful not to ask a kid to draw their dream down and then not be able to serve it. So it's a bit of a moving target.
So, Benton, why is it important to your organization that everyone, but especially kids, have access to a bicycle?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it was the same way for you growing up, Gemma, but getting that first bike was such a formative experience,
Oh yeah, I still
bringing with
remember.
it. Yeah, I think that's an experience or a common thing for a lot of us. Like, you get that bike and you feel fast and independent and free for the first time. And I'm passionate about making sure that's an accessible feeling to everyone. So we do focus on kids a lot, but all throughout our programs that focus on making bikes more affordable, teaching people how to maintain those affordably, showing that there's a way to depend on a bike as dependable transportation. We want to give as many people that feeling as we can.
So remind us again when the drive kicks off, and then where people should drop off their gently used bicycles.
Yes, our drive for the bikes at our shop is going to be all day on Saturday, just right behind our location at 1027 South Lux Creek. 11 to 5, we'll have volunteers receiving donations and getting them where they need to go. But we're also working with another group called Roundhouse. They're a property management group. And if you live anywhere else in the Treasure Valley, they're running a few drop-off locations in Eagle Meridian and Nampa. And you can read the exact addresses for those on our website. They're going to collect bikes from 9 to 12 and then personally drive them over to our shop to make sure that they can be used for this event.
Well, Benton, thanks so much for taking time to talk with us about this really special event. We've been speaking with Boise Bicycle Project Programs Director Benton Smith about the Boise Bicycle Project's Holiday Kids Bike Drive. It will take place this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's tight.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.